Yeah, thanks, Owen. We're just sitting here outside service on the Inver Road as the leaders leave the service for the last time today and head out to the final loop, which is stages 5 and 6. And the first car is due action in stage 5 within the next couple of minutes. And the first car in the road is, of course, Callum Devine. He leads unofficially by 5 seconds from Declan Boyle. The R5 Fiesta with Brian Hoy on board calling the notes, leading the way at the head of the field, and Devine with that 5 second advantage with 2 stages to go in what are very, very slippy and treacherous conditions. It's been raining most of the day, and the 2 stages out there are covered with water. They're damp, they're surface water. It's making things very tricky. But it's the R5 Fiesta of Devine that's leading the way, and that car seems to be suited to those conditions better than the rest at the moment. But Declan Boyle is going to have a say in this rally. 5 seconds adrift. He's got 2 stages to crawl it back. He's out in the WRC Fiesta, and he is back rallying after an absence of just under 3 years, about 2.5 years or so. So he's been betting himself in all day. But is the big push going to come now from the Litchermack Award man leading or trailing by 5 seconds with 2 to go? We're going to be set for a grandstand finish there. Elsewhere, Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty, a further 15 adrift in third in a Fiesta R5. The Volkswagen Polo of Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan, fourth overall, a further 11.9 adrift. We'll hear from Donna in a few moments' time. Callum McCord in another R5 Fiesta is in fifth overall. Josh Moffat in the Hyundai sits sixth, just a second behind McCourt. Seamus Leonard in a WRC Ford Focus, seventh overall. Niall Maguire in a WRC Impreza, eighth overall. Daniel Cronin making the long trip north from Cork in the Fiesta R5, ninth. And wrapping up the top ten after 4 stages is Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath, and they sit 11.4 seconds off Cronin in ninth position. So that's how the top 10 places are at the moment. So far today in our bulletins, we've heard from the likes of Callum Devine, the rally leader, Gary Jennings, of course, who lost a lot of time on stage 4. He dropped over 3 minutes due to a spin. He got stuck in a field, but there were spectators there to help him get back on the road. He was in the top 3. He's not going to finish in the top 3, but he's looking to see out this event in the R5 Fiesta with Arthur Cairns on the notes today. Unfortunate for them, but Gary delighted to be back rallying in Donegal once again, and delighted that it's here in the county, and he's looking to see out this event later on this afternoon. Who else have we heard from today as well? We also heard from Declan Boyle, who secondly joined us in our last bulletin live in the Highland car here. But let's get the thoughts of another Donegal man. It's home territory for Donna Kelly. He was in Cork last week, didn't go his way, but he's bedding himself back into the rally car. It's been a long time since he's been driving, and himself and Kevin Flanagan are sitting in 4th position overall as they head to the closing stages of the day. I spoke to him a short time ago before he left service.
Donna Kelly, we're here at service for the second time today. 4 stages of the 6 completed. How have you found this event, your home territory?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's great to be back in the car. You know, certainly not at myself driving, you know, but yeah, make a few changes to the car now and see if we can up the pace a little bit.
Yeah. 2 very tricky stages, 2 very different stages as well. Of the two, you know these areas well, so you do. Of the two, which do you prefer?
It's hard to say. They're both kind of similar, you know. I like the second one, but they're tricky stages, you know, yeah. So probably just been a little bit too cautious.
Right, okay. Kevin obviously on board with you as well, a man that knows this area quite well. What's the day been like for you so far? How could you explain it? Yes, you admitted you're a wee bit off the pace, but very, very technical stuff there.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying it, you know. It's really great to be back in the car. You know, we went to Cork a few weeks ago and with no luck at all, so we're back in the car and starting to build it up, you know, and glad that we're sitting in the top 5, so, you know, but it'd be easy to get dumped out of the top 5 too, so we'll have to up the pace a little bit the next 2.
Can you make 4? You're about 11 seconds off it.
We'll see, you know, we'll do our best, you know, but if we can stay in the top 5, we'll actually be happy. So.
What are you going to do differently now for these next 2 compared to the first 4?
Maybe get the finger out of it. Yeah, that's what we'd need. Yeah. Shot of adrenaline. But I'm really enjoying it, you know, and we'll keep at it.
Yeah. Listen, motorsport's been away for quite a while. It's like everything else in life, but the buzz and the energy around here, particularly in this part of the county today, is fantastic. So it has done it.
That's brilliant, you know, and you see the crowds out there, you know. Yeah. I haven't seen crowds like that, you know, locally in years, you know. So great that people can get out and enjoy it again, you know, and hopefully this will be the start of a return to proper rallying next year.
How's the young cub going? How's Kier's getting looked at beside us as well here?
Yeah, he was going really, really well, and he picked up a puncture near the end of the last one and then dozed a chicane, you know. But if you look at his times before that, you know, he's in around the 2.5 escort Millington, so right. An 1 litre turbo, I think that's fair pedaling.
Ah, it was a chip of the old block then, I take it.
No, I'd say that he's a bit faster.
Listen, good to talk to you, good to see you again. It's been a while, so it is, Donna, and enjoy the rest of the day and good luck with it.
Thanks, Oisin. God bless.
There you go, that's Donna Kelly. We were talking there doing that interview as if he was fifth overall, but he's actually fourth overall because Gary Jennings had slipped down having lost time on stage four. We'll wait to see if he can catch Mr. Sam Moffat, 11 seconds between them with two stages to go. Unofficially now in the battle of the modified cars, Kevin Eaves and Chris Milley are actually 12th overall. They're the top two-wheel drive car, and they have an advantage over Kevin's Gary Kiernan and Darren O'Brien by 10.2 seconds as they go to stage 5. Chris Armstrong and Michael Cody in the Escort, 3rd in class 14, a further 2.5 adrift, 14th overall. Daniel Breslin and Keelan Gaffney are 16th overall, and they're currently 4th in the modified category, a further 4.7 adrift off Armstrong. Who else do we have in the modified section? Stuart Darcy is 5th overall, 19th. He's in the Millington Proton, and then JF Shovlin and Emmett Brosnan wrapping up the top 20. And if you looked at it in modified two-wheel drive cars, they are currently sitting in a sixth position overall. And Daniel McKenna just outside the top 20. Himself and Andrew Green and back in an Escort. They are sitting sixth in class 14, back rallying after a six-year absence. Good to see the Monaghan men back in Donegal as well. So the leading car should be coming off the first of the stages in the final loop. We'll try and get an update for you shortly. If not, we will be back after 4 o'clock with another update from the Donegal Harvest Stages Rally, where Callum Devine heads to the final loop, leading by 5 seconds from Declan Boyd.